95% of all those decisions we make when we're ready to make a purchase are driven by emotion, not logic. I think far too many brands act like a faceless company. No personality, no empathy, no reason to be loyal to them. How to separate themselves from the competition. It's the first thing consumers look for when comparing brands and considering a purchase. I think the most important thing for brands to focus on is how to be clearly different, clearly different from their competitors.
Hello and welcome to the Growth Genius series brought to you by DMA Asia and InfiDigit. My name is Shelley and I'm the Country Director Americas at InfiDigit. I'm also the founder and director at DMA Asia. In this Growth Genius series, the world's best marketers and business leaders are interviewed about the brands they have worked on, their successful campaign strategies, how they got noticed by their customers, and how they delivered better customer experiences to drive growth. Today, we have Brent Nemeth, President and Chief Creative Officer at J. Schmidt in Kansas City, a leading creative and branding agency specializing in direct-to-consumer marketing. Brent has gained a national reputation for challenging industry norms and is known for his strong belief that brands need to be more human. He's an award-winning designer and highly sought-after speaker on the topics of creativity, design, and branding, and has been helping build brands such as Disney, House of Blues, Reebok, Jockey, Microsoft, and multiple Las Vegas resorts for over 35 years. A very warm welcome, Brent.
Thank you, Shelley. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great. Tell us about your background and how you got started in advertising and direct marketing.
Sure. My degree is in graphic design. So I went to school to study graphic design. Got my first job out of school in a design agency. From there, went to a bigger advertising agency, what was a creative director and responsible for a fairly large creative team here in Kansas City. And it was there that really I sort of caught the bug for branding and got to sort of peek behind the curtain of a lot of major brands like Disney, House of Blues, Westin Hotels, and saw how they built brands. And it was from there that I moved to J. Schmidt, which is a direct marketing agency. I was not a direct marketer previously, but we saw an opportunity to combine sort of the storytelling aspect of branding, which was my background, combine that with direct marketing, which is very data-driven, right, as we know. So what happens if you combine those two, the storytelling of branding and sort of the data-driven science of direct marketing?
Okay, so that's pretty amazing. You talk a lot about a concept you call humanity marketing. Can you explain what humanity marketing is and how brand can use it to improve their overall performance?
Sure. Humanity marketing is essentially the notion that brands need to be more human. I think far too many brands act like a faceless company. No personality, no empathy, no reason to be loyal to them, right? They have no emotional connection. So begs the question, why are some brands loved and others ignored then? And if you think about it, brands are based on relationships, right? And relationships are based on feelings, how we feel about someone or something. But most brands focus only on the transactional relationship with their customers, unfortunately. They just sell them things, but nobody likes to be sold to. So you have to ask the question, what's the secret then to these brands who are loved and not ignored somehow? And I think those brands act more human. Their secret weapon is probably empathy. You know, they understand that they're trying to connect with real people, real ways, and they just want to be a part of our lives. So they treat us like human beings, not data or demographics or a name on a mailing list, which a lot of us direct marketers are guilty of, right? We tend to look at the numbers and forget that we're actually selling to real people. So what's the best way to do that for these brands to create this relationship, this connection? I think they just need to act again, more human, like a real person would, not a faceless company.
Yeah. So is this concept based on any data, or are there any studies that support it?
Yeah, it is, for sure. In fact, there have been numerous studies in neuroscience. A lot of this belief comes from studies that are rooted in neuroscience, a lot of things that have been proven. And one of those studies, actually several studies, have proven that nearly 95% of all buying decisions that we make, all of us consumers make, are driven by emotion. 95% of all those decisions we make when we're ready to make a purchase are driven by emotion, not logic. So I think a lot of us assume the other way around, that logic drives buying habits, and it's just not true. Something happens deep in our subconscious that draws us to certain products or brands. It's a feeling of desire that we don't even realize is happening, because it's buried deep in our subconscious. Again, we just want something. We can't explain why. It's pure emotion.
Yeah.
Then we use logic after the fact to justify those feelings. The logic makes us feel better about the purchase decision. So if 95% of those buying decisions are driven by emotion, how we feel about something, doesn't it make sense for brands to appeal to consumers on an emotional level, right? To get them to feel something, not just go straight to trying to get them to buy something. And yet most brands, I would argue, still spend the majority of their marketing efforts using logic only. They sell on features and benefits. Here's what the thing is, here's what it does, here's what it costs. And the fact is, we're not buying based on those things. We're buying, again, based on how we feel about something. So those brands who have figured it out, how to connect them in a human way, connect emotionally, those are the brands that are winning.
Yeah, that's so true. In fact, I was reading one retail study that found that people with an emotional connection to a brand have a 300% higher customer lifetime value and will remain loyal for about 50% longer and recommend that brand at a high rate. So this is really, really amazing. So do you have any examples of brands that behave more human, or campaigns that have successfully used a more human approach?
Sure. When I think of brands that feel more human to me, at least, it's usually based on the personality of the brand. What's the tone, the voice of the brand, how they act, how they talk, communicate. So some of the brands that float to the top for me that come across as human, one is Duluth Trading Company, with their playful, very witty personality. A lot of their advertising, their marketing is cartoon driven, literally cartoons. You see it on their websites. You see it in their TV ads, their print marketing. So very fun, very playful. That personality is unique to them, to Duluth. Another one is Faherty. If you've heard of this brand, Faherty. Faherty. Love this brand. If you're not familiar with them, check them out. It's a high-end casual apparel brand with this very authentic and approachable family vibe. And I say family because it's two twin brothers, Mike and Alex Faherty, the name of the company.
I think I have seen one of their campaign. Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful. And because it's a real family behind this brand, two twin brothers, again, their wives, their mom, very involved in the business. They're always at the forefront of the marketing campaigns. They show themselves. They're real people. They don't hide behind the brand. They're not some faceless CEO that you never see. So you get to know these guys. They take you on their adventures with them. You feel like you really know them personally. So therefore, you have a stronger connection to the brand. A third one is Progressive Insurance. Difficult industry to set yourself apart in insurance, right? It's a commodity item. We all know we need it, but what's the difference between insurance companies? Progressive sets themselves apart, again, with personality. They feel human. They're funny, offbeat personality, kooky ad campaigns, right? With Flo and her very likable team. there's a progressive campaign out, speaking of campaigns, that's been running for a while, but I think it's brilliant. It's a perfect example of a brand communicating in a purely human way. It's the Parents campaign, where Dr. Rick, the guy with the mustache, if you've seen their TV spots, he's on a mission to save you from turning into your parents, right? I think the line they use at the end of every spot, Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but mm-hmm. we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us, right? Mm-hmm. So it's purely emotional. They make a connection with their audience, very funny, very humorous about trying to save you from becoming your parents. But because of it, because they come across in this very human way, it's relatable, humorous, memorable. So in fact, I don't think they even really much talk about the insurance and the policies in the commercials. Yeah. They're just having a fun conversation. So the result of that campaign then is I like Progressive Insurance more after seeing those spots, right? It's just all about being relatable again.
No, great examples. Yeah. So are there any examples of campaigns you have helped create for your clients that utilize this human approach?
Yeah, there's quite a few. One that comes to mind, because it's fairly recent, is one we created for Grandin Road. Grandin Road is a home furniture interiors brand, slightly higher end home furnishings. And the campaign is called Love Your Home More. And it was sort of born during the pandemic. The campaign and the concept for it came out of the pandemic, since all of us were spending far more time at home, still are. Therefore, people wanted to improve their spaces, the environment in their houses. So they started to, all of us started to view our homes differently and started to use them in new ways. Home offices, for instance, you saw those start to spring up. So it was consumer insights really that showed us that people's feelings about their homes were very personal, very emotional, and had become heightened during the pandemic. So they wanted to love their home and the place where they spent most of their time and were willing to spend money to do so. Mm-hmm. So the campaign for Grandin Road, Love Your Home More, the message spoke directly to those feelings. Again, the logic part of it, all the features and benefits of the furniture itself came second, the logical reasons for buying. But first, we spoke directly to how people felt about their home, pure emotion, and it worked. Mm-hmm. You know, sales have increased, average order has increased, new people are coming to the brand, and we've seen other campaigns that we've created for clients that deliver on that emotion. Sales actually increase.
Great. Yes, I can see how this approach can strengthen a consumer's connection with the brand. I saw the creatives of this campaign on your website, and they're very compelling, beautiful creatives as well. So looking into the future, what do you think are the top three local and global trends to watch for?
Good question. It's a lot of them. Three, I would say the first, consumers will continue to demand brand transparency. So companies can no longer hide behind a falsely created image. Used to be pretty common years ago, where a brand's image really was the only connection that you had. And you could get away with a lot. You know, you can't pretend to be something you're not anymore. Consumers are gravitating toward brands that are transparent, you know, that feel real, authentic, honest. And if you're not, consumers will see right through it. So it's just best to be yourself, be more human, right? Second, social media will continue. Nothing new, right? But it will continue to play a vital role in how brands interact with their customers. But this goes beyond just trying to sell folks. Again, another selling channel. Again, under the notion of people don't always like to be sold to, especially on social media. So we need to figure out a way to actually add value to people's lives. So brand transparency, one, social media, two. And then third, people will always want to be entertained. I really believe this. You know, it's, again, baked into our DNA as human beings. Hmm. Entertain me. You know, give me something interesting to watch, to look at, maybe make it humorous or funny, and probably now more than ever. So video needs to play a much bigger part in how brands communicate with their audience in ways to get their message out. As marketers, we're in the business of selling, yes, but also we're in the business of entertaining. And I would put a footnote on that too, that this goes for B2B brands. I think a lot of B2B brands assume that, you know, that they don't have the right to be playful and entertaining and therefore don't use video much. I think that's false.
Great. That's very interesting. So looking at these consumer trends, what should marketers plan to do in the next 3 to 5 years to remain relevant?
Another good question. I think the most important thing for brands to focus on is how to be clearly different, clearly different from their competitors. Again, I don't think enough brands focus on how to separate themselves from the competition. It's the first thing consumers look for when comparing brands and considering a purchase, right? When if I were to offer you up 2 or 3 or 4 things to choose from, the first thing our brains, all of us, the first thing we do is compare what's different. And if I can't see a difference, chances are I will either leave, walk away, ignore you, or base that decision purely on price. So, you know, the problem is a lot of brands just simply aren't that different from their competitors. They don't stand out. They're not special. So that's the first thing. Be clearly different. Second, if your brand hasn't figured out its stance on sustainability, then you're already behind the curve. More and more consumers say it's very important to them that your products and your manufacturing processes are sustainable. You know, are you friendly to the environment? It's important. So if you're not, that's a problem. And if you are on top of this sustainability, but you're not communicating it, that's a problem too. You got to tell folks. And then lastly, third, mobile. Mobile will continue to become the way people interact and buy from brands. Again, nothing new here, but I think you'll see an increase in the mobile experience. So got to ask ourselves, is our mobile experience up to par? Is it easy to navigate? You know, is the content up there good? So brands in the future will continue to exist in a mobile world.
Well, that's great insight. So just to sum up, you spoke about the brands to be different from their competitors. I think humanity marketing can play a big role here. Not only it can, you know, reveal the personality of the business, but also its employees. There can be memorable experiences created by brands that can profoundly affect the customer perception and loyalty. Second, you spoke about sustainability, which is again a big thing now because after like post-COVID era, sustainable brands are the ones which everybody wants to go for. And right. Thirdly, you said mobile experience. I think there's still many brands and companies which are not leveraging the mobile experience. So great insights. And this brings us to our last segment. What passions do you follow outside of your work and to unwind or get inspired?
Oh, wow. Great question. Where do I spend my time outside work and where do I get inspired? I'm a lover of the outdoors. I love to be outside. Any chance I can get, I love to be out in nature, preferably in the mountains, hiking. I don't live in the mountains, but I can drive there. I love mountain biking, playing golf, big golf guy. So just being outside, I think, is the best way to clear your head, to think, you know, find inspiration. I'm also a huge sports fan. Love watching a good game, you name it, any sport. But I think in sports and in sports teams, there's a lot of parallels to branding. They're a great example of how to create a brand persona and build fan loyalty. So love sports.
Thanks for sharing. How can our viewers find you and connect with you?
Email is probably best. They can reach me at Brent N. Brent N is in Nemeth, Brent N at jschmid.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Brent, for your time today. You have given us great insights on humanity marketing, which is going to play a significant role to drive growth.
Thank you, Shelley. Appreciate it.
To all our viewers, thanks for listening. Please subscribe to this channel. If you enjoyed this episode, you'll like to help and support this podcast, please share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and leave a comment and review. I'll see you next time in a new episode with a new speaker. Till then, peace.